We're back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. Second half of our program starts now as we talk with Kevin Ingram, who is the president over at Manhattan Christian College. He joins us on Zoom here this morning. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you today?
I am doing okay. You know, the weather could be a little nicer, but, you know, yesterday I was walking outside without a jacket on late in the evening and wouldn't do that today.
Yeah, I did the same, went on my walk yesterday afternoon, and I thought I better enjoy this one because it might be a few days before I do another one at the end. And as I said before we came on the air, I miss being in studio with y'all, but because of the cold, it was nice not to have to drive across town to come see you in person. So glad to be able to be at my distance and in my warm office this morning.
Yeah, there you go. It has its pluses sometimes.
Yeah.
And we're looking forward to talking with you today because school is back, and that's always a positive to have all the students back.
It is always a positive, and we did start classes yesterday, and obviously some of my friends who are also presidents at other colleges around America, they started last week or even before that, and so we had that extra break this year and really glad that we were able to have a little longer break. And we always come back this week, but you know, Christmas started a little bit early, and so it was a nice break, but thrilled to have everybody back on campus and back to have the energy around here. We always enjoy the quiet, but it's always great to get them back, and we're thrilled. And so far it started well. And obviously we're doing what we can to prepare for COVID and encouraged our students coming in, what they needed to do to prepare. But just want to give a shout out to all of our faculty and staff and students that they did really well first semester and have for the last year and a half, and just have nothing but feel like that we're going to go through the spring semester well again.
All right. Well, yeah. And, you know, this is just something we are starting to just have to live with, it seems like. And we've seen schools have to deal with, you know, rises in cases. And I know the MCC is prepared to pivot if needed, right?
Oh, yeah. We pivoted, you know, really well when it first hit us. I think it was in March of, is that 2020 or 2019? I don't remember. I think it was 19. Seems so long ago. I think we've lost like a year and a half in our minds from a calendar perspective. And our faculty pivoted really well. And we finished up that spring semester online, and it went well. And we had to pivot once last fall, not a year ago fall, not last fall, but the fall before for a few weeks. And, you know, we pivot intentionally knowing that we may go instead of doing a hybrid totally online because we want our students to get a consistent product. And we believe that helps our faculty as well be their best because then they're only teaching in one modality instead of trying to juggle the two of them. And so, again, they pivoted well, and I appreciate all the extra work. And April, my assistant, and Ben Grog helped do all the tracing on our campus and following up with students and faculty and staff, and they do an awesome job. And again, just kudos to everybody. If we need to pivot, we'll do it, and I think we'll do it even better than we did last time.
All right. So with the start of a new semester, what kind of activities will be happening this week and next as you welcome students back?
Well, you know, obviously we do, you know, we're a pretty small campus, which helps us have a lot of community just by being back together. You know, for example, seeing students sitting out on the tables in our lobby, you know, they're sitting out there just finishing up something before going to class, sitting there talking, you know, that's kind of a special thing. We, you know, yesterday we welcomed back everybody with cinnamon rolls and coffee in the lobby. And so you heard people just hanging out there. And so it's really kind of a, you know, not an orientation, but just a let's welcome back. Let's start building our community again. And we were able to do some of those in a very small way. We'll have our chapel kicking off the year on Thursday at 11 o'clock, which is a great time for everybody to gather tomorrow morning. And I usually do a state of the college. Here's where we are, kind of give an update, but then also a message at the end of that matches our theme. And then, you know, our new students, we also have a class that meets several times a week where we just kind of over the first few weeks orient them to MCC and the culture. And like next Monday, I'll go in and talk about the history of the college and get to know them. And it means a lot to me because I also came in January. I was a transfer 41 years ago this January. I came to MCC. And so I always enjoyed meeting the January students. And you know, and again, like a small campus, one of them, their RA in the residence hall brought them in to meet me personally yesterday. And so it was really kind of cool that we're just that much of a family that we don't have to manufacture that community. It happens naturally. And so had a great visit and just kind of a small world. I met her grandparents We were in a restaurant and a sports bar watching the Chiefs during the bowl game trip and the bowl trip, and met her grandparents. They were like five people down from the people I was talking to. And yeah, our granddaughter's coming to MCC in January. I mean, it's just a small world. It's pretty cool.
That is pretty cool. And, you know, I know colleges have struggled with enrollments as of late, but you guys have been pretty consistent here the last couple of years. What are numbers looking like?
Well, I haven't heard the numbers for the spring yet. And, you know, I do expect them to be down a little bit, which is pretty normal. You know, there's a normal spring, decline a little bit on average for every college in America. And some of that's due to grades and some of that's due to finances and just personal situation. So I assume we will be down and can be pretty confident in that assumption. But in the fall, we were up one. And I'll take being up one, that consistency, because I think an article I read last week said overall enrollment in colleges is down about 3.2 to 3.5%. So we're all facing it just like K-State is, and it's pretty normal. And so we'll be finding out soon, you know, how many students did come back, how many couldn't come back. And so it's we'll see where it ends up. And the 20th day is our official day. And, you know, we try not to project too much until we know that number for sure.
Okay, so that'd be sometime in February, more than likely.
Yeah, I hadn't figured out when, but it'll probably be the middle of February.
Okay. And Kevin Ingram joins us here. He's the president of Manhattan Christian College. And, again, they started their semester yesterday. And, you know, it's good to see students back, you know, not just with the K-State. Well, obviously, that's the bulk of the students we see here in Manhattan, but the Manhattan Christian College students and MATC students back as well. As far as you know, January's concerned, we'll be wrapping up soon, and I know you'll be looking ahead to the next couple months here as well.
Yeah, we've got a lot going on. Obviously, you know, we purchased Anderson Village and are really grateful for that property, and people have seen the progress in the fall that we've done. You know, we recoated the parking lots, we re-landscaped out front. I've got a tremendous amount of compliments on how that looks. We're going to be looking into the sign soon, because people who look at it and pay attention to it know that, you know, there's some businesses on that list that are no longer in that facility. And so we hope to update that sign a little later on in the spring when the weather's better, and are doing the work on that now, and just some of those types of things. But and then also making a plan for next fall. So we're starting to consider how will we use that facility as a whole. The first floor is going to stay the same, but the housing on the second floor, how will we take advantage of that? So we'll be making a plan on that. But it also kicks off a lot of events for us. You know, one of the things that we do, we have a partnership that we do with Financial Planning Ministries, which is a ministry out of California, and they do Living Trust webinars and seminars for us, encouraging people how to best make the plans for their future from a trust perspective when they're no longer on this earth. And that is a free thing that people get to participate in. And we do them in churches around. And due to COVID, we've kind of made a switch, which has really been nice, that those are offered virtually. And so people can be a part of those. We have two of them coming up on Tuesday, February 1st. One of them is at noon, and one of them will be 7 o'clock at night. And the beautiful part of it is, you know, how do you establish a living trust with no out-of-pocket expense, but also they can create flexible and private legacy plan that meets their family's needs over the long time, and they can avoid probate, saving time and money, and just have everything taken care of, their medical decisions, the guardianship of their children, all of the above. And it is a free service that if, as a part of their trust, they leave at least $500, you know, either to MCC or to their local church, if it's a partner with FPM, and there's numerous partners on that and several local organizations are as well, then that trust is put together for free. And so we love offering that service to people. They can register. They can contact the school and talk to Jolene Roop at 539-3571. Or email her at jrupe, at mccks.edu. And we'd love to connect people with that. And that's just one of the things that we do regularly, and that's coming up here. And if people want information to check it out and ask. So we love providing for that. And another big one coming up, I don't know how much time I have before a commercial break, but I'll go ahead and talk. If you need to shut me off, shut me off.
Okay.
And since I'm not in studio, I can't see the numbers and everything, so we'll just move on. But is Women's World. And I know a lot of local ladies take advantage of that. It's February 25th and 26th. The theme is Out of the Blue. It's the 45th annual Women's World Conference. And we're going to once again hold it at the K-State Union. Dee Breslin is the speaker, and Dee has been with us before, and she's done a great job, and looking forward to having her back. And what's going to be unique about this year, people are wondering, how are we going to handle COVID and everything else? And for one, we're hoping and praying that the surge we're on right now has died down by then, like it has in other parts of the world. And so we hope that it has, you know, weakened and lessened in the impact that it has. But the conference is going to be different this year, because we're going to divide the ladies into two different groups, and they will eat in two different groups so that they can socially distance, be with the ladies that they came with, but still socially distance from the other ladies. And so group A will be in seminar, and group B will be doing an early dinner. It's going to be kind of like a cruise ship. We'll have an early seating and a late seating for a meal. And then we'll flip that to where group A will be doing dinner and group B will be doing a seminar. And then the keynote session will be later on, and it'll be in a room where we can be spread out and the ladies can be spread out. And so I think the team that puts together Women's World has done a great job making a plan for that so that it's safe and everybody's comfortable and that they can really enjoy the time of fellowship and everybody together. And again, the theme is out of the blue. They can look for more information at www.mccks.edu. And we are preparing to be together and be as safe and as wise as we can be. Early registration is $95 if it's postmarked by January 31st. So anybody interested in coming needs to be a part of that. And those who've been there before know the seminars are great and they cover a lot of different topics. You know, there's going to be, you know, finding Jesus in the Old Testament, the managing fear and anxiety, how to handle the stress of our world, four principles for a good marriage, just a variety of different seminars. I could go down the list, you know, just a morning stretch of how do you, you know, from a physical perspective, they handle mentally, emotionally, marriage, family, difficult conversations, having those with other people, just emotional intelligence and how to connect with people from a relationship perspective. I mean, you can just really look at a variety of topics. And so it's not only the main sessions and meals that go along with that, but also the seminars that ladies can enjoy in an area where maybe they need to be spoken into in their life. So again, encourage everybody to check that out February 25th and 26th, and can find it on our website, mccks.edu.
All right, good stuff. Again, Kevin Ingram joining us here on In Focus, Manhattan Christian College president. We'll be back in a moment here with some more from Kevin here on News Radio KMAN.